when the baby is born, what will be your first words?
Say hello to my little friend!
How do you respond to people critical of your family planning?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
So you don't care about what the public thinks?
But I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
When you're changing your baby's diapers, what will your reaction be?
Hoo-ah!
Final question, what are you going to name the baby?
Attica! Attica! Attica!
Is Attica a boy's name or a girl's name?
Hoo-ah!
I guess mum's the word. Thanks again, Al.
Hoo-ah!
All right, we are encroaching the 8 o'clock hour. It's an encroachment. Possible TV topic. What do you guys think? Dumb things adults believe when they were younger.
Oh, this could be good. Can you give me an example?
All right. Songs played on the radio were played live each time they came on. It's not as crazy as it thinks, because music in the original days of radio, owned by the networks, they had their own orchestras. And when things changed and they could go to recordings, but the union contracts, the networks were stuck with these guys, in some cases, decades. So they made them what they called turntable operators. And because of the union, if you were a jock and you wanted to, let's say I was making a commercial for a concert. I had to tell the turntable operator where to start and where to stop. And it was such a tedious process. Because if I touched it myself, then I was...
You couldn't. At a TV station, you couldn't put a tape into a machine. A union guy had to do it.
Exactly.
I can give you another example. I thought that, you know, I liked cool music when I was a kid, but I thought when you get older, you start liking crappy music, you know, more adult. I thought your taste changes.
When you were a little kid, you thought, if it's raining where you are, it must be raining everywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
Turning the inside car lights on was illegal.
I heard
it was.
Your dad or your mom, whoever's driving, would always give you that whole, like, keep the car light off. But they couldn't figure out, I guess, a way. They just, I guess, to make it seem like, oh, no, we'll get arrested.
Right.
Chocolate milk came from brown cows.
No, never went that far.
Let's see. They're taking the tag off a mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Sending it to prison. I think they're going to indict Trump on that. And one person said, my grandma told me the rumble strips on the side of the road were to help blind people maintain their lane.
Oh, that's funny. Or how about heat lightning, right?
Oh, there's another one, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then there's one I can tell you off the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Or I can tell you if you send me a private communication, because it's about privates. All right. Before we launch the next hour, we're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. I will tell you how we're going to do that in a moment. But first, to tell you about this great restaurant, ladies and gentlemen, it's Jay.
Thank you very much. Yes, Seafood Bistro opens up today at 11 a.m. They opens up every day. Sunday they're closed, but Monday through Saturday they open at 11 a.m. I know it might be early to talk about, you know, they don't open until 11, and it's for lunch and dinner, but you can get your plans started for whatever you want to do.
You start thinking about food. You start thinking about lunch.
Please, we talk about food every day in this place. Every morning, we can't go without talking about food. So, yes, get ready for some delicious food later on today, and I'll put you in the mood with some shrimp and grits. Really, that's if you go in there today, try the shrimp and grits. If you've never had them, try them. You can get bacon added to those shrimp and grits as well. The Seafood Monica Pasta, the Seafood Bistro Taco, the red beans and the rice, the seafood gumbo. Now, if you are not necessarily doing the fish thing, or maybe you're kind of watching what you eat, that sort of thing, everything I mentioned here, you can get with... you can get it blackened. You can get it grilled. You don't have to do it fried. You can also go the salad route, which they got plenty of choices for you. You can build your own salad if you want to do that. You can get the Caesar, the Bistro, the BLT, or the house. You can add fish on top of that salad, which can also be blackened or grilled to stay on that healthy side. Get everything that you want to, or get everything you need to know about the place by going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or Use the delivery apps on your phone. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500 or like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Okay, we're going to quickly visit the Traffic Dungeon. We have your weekly news mashup, a musical tribute from REM to the month of June, and then a contest where you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Here's Skip.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, first of all, we had an accident earlier on Taylor Road out near AUM near the Waffle House. Please use caution there. That was a minor accident. Got a problem right now on East Boulevard. If you're coming from Sam's Club across I-85, the bridges, we've got an accident right in the center of the bridges. Traffic is passing near the center divider. And in the right lane, it's a kind of a slowdown mess there. Three vehicles involved. Nobody on the scene yet, but they are headed that way. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Incredible values at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
As bed rotting month begins, Al Pacino receives great news in his left ear that he is now expecting a Ted Lasso finale starring the Little Mermaid and a feminine Billie Eilish. This Taylor Swift amnesia sufferer comments.
My urologist told me I should sit down when I get weighed for air travel.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It ain't.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is applauding bipartisan House approval of the debt ceiling deal, decried by conservative Republicans who say it doesn't go nearly far enough to rein in federal spending. But it did clear the House last night, now heads to the Senate, where approval is expected in the coming few days. There are hints that the Federal Reserve may be ready to hit the brakes on interest rate hikes, at least for the near future. Republican Congressman James Comer says FBI Director Christopher Wray confirmed existence of a document alleging that then-Vice President Biden engaged in a criminal bribery scheme with a foreign national. But Comer says Wray so far refuses to comply with the subpoena, give the file to the House Oversight Committee, and for that, Wray could be held in contempt of Congress. Dow futures down 46 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Inflation is crippling American families, and the current administration sure isn't doing you any favors. It's times like these you need to find ways to spend less wherever you can. One easy way is switching your wireless service to Pure Talk. That's right, veteran-owned Pure Talk is wireless for Americans by Americans. Instead of wasting their money on thousands of retail stores you'll never go into, famous actors you don't care about, or expensive perks you'll never use, they just want to save you money. In fact, Pure Talk Talk saves the average family almost $1,000 a year, and the coverage is great. The most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
June is National Papaya Month. It's kind of making me misty-eyed. Oh, my papaya. I couldn't resist that.
I got one that's even worse. I was going to tell Pam Edwards from Eddie Bader's EXP Realty, hey, I'll pop by you later and we'll go look at some houses. That is worse, isn't it?
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Pam.
Hello. How are you guys this morning?
We are growing corn today on this show.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Tell us what's happening at EXP Realty. What would you like to focus on today?
Oh, my goodness. We have several really interesting and enticing options out there. You know, everybody wants extra money these days, and we do have the opportunity for that. Several of our listings, we are offering, our sellers are offering bonuses to the buyer's agent for bringing buyers. On Fernway, our that big, beautiful house on Fernway.
Yeah.
I love that house. There is a $5,000 improvement allowance that the seller's offering to the buyer. And then there is a $3,000 bonus to the buyer's agent. So there's an incentive. Our two houses in Arrowhead, 211 Choctaw and 14 Creek Drive, the seller of those properties is offering $5,000 on each property to a buyer's agent who can bring us a buyer. And you'll get that, you'll be credited with that at closing. And then also want to talk about something new we've got coming up. This weekend, we're listing a great investment property over on Federal Drive. And we're going to start showings on that on Sunday afternoon. And so we call this mailbox money. So if you want to invest in a property that's going to give you money back every month in terms of rent, this is going to be a great location for you to see.
Awesome. And repeat once again those agent bonuses.
Okay, for Fernway, there's a $3,000 bonus to the agent who brings a buyer. For Choctaw Drive, $5,000, and for Creek Drive, $5,000.
Wow. And you're going to love Arrowhead. You're just going to love it. It's a great place to live.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, we're living up here on Lake Durden now, and it's beautiful and wonderful, but I miss my Arrowhead neighborhood.
Yeah, because it really is. It's neighborhoods. There's people that, you know, I know everybody in my cul-de-sac, and when I ride the bike around, it's friendly. I never feel unsafe, ever. Everybody kind of looks out for each other. It's kind of old-fashioned.
They do. It's like you said before, though, the lots are so big. You have your own space, but you also have neighbors close by in case you need anything.
Yes.
I have a neighbor there. My neighbor is still collecting some of my mail, and I almost automatically drove up into my old driveway, and it made me sad. But it's a great neighborhood to live in, and we would be so happy to show those properties and to let you know all about the Arrowhead neighborhood, and as well as our other properties. They're all just a great piece of the property that want somebody to take advantage of.
All right, and what numbers can people call if they would like to follow up?
They can call me at 334-398-2896, or they can call Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right, good luck. And Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning. I sent you a copy of that song, and he sent it to me by email, so it should play with me.
I got it.
Yeah, great.
I got it.
And he said, tell you thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Because he said honoring our vets is one of the biggest. His daughter, his stepdaughter was in Iraq, and that's what inspired him to write the song.
Wow. Yes. We will run it through the system later today and probably play it on happy hour late in the show today.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Okay. It is 8:15. Guess what we're going to play?
Truth or Baloney?
No.
Little Kid or Drunk
Everybody
Adult?
Hates that game.
Little Kid or Drunk Adult?
Everybody hates that game.
Florida Fake Headlines?
That's the one we're going to play today, yes, because everybody hates that game. But I like it, and we're going to play it whether you like it or not.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Ironically, on this first day of the hurricane season, we have an invest in the Gulf of Mexico. It's in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, and the National Hurricane Center just upgraded its chance of development to 50-50. There's Air Force reconnaissance from Biloxi that'll check it out today, and National Weather Service reconnaissance from Gainesville, Florida, later on today. Very interesting. It's not going to bother us, but just a novelty. Warm and humid today with a high in the upper 80s, partial sunshine on this first day of meteorological summer. Widely scattered hit or miss pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight 67. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, you know, a sun and cloud mix, typical summertime, isolated random afternoon and evening storms, but few and far between, with 91 on Friday and Saturday, 93 on Sunday, and more of the same on Monday. Right now, this morning, it's partly cloudy and 73 at 8:16.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Guess what?
We are in a new month of June.
Where are your shoes?
This day, June 1st, National Go Barefoot Day.
Where are my shoes?
You won't need them.
Not today you won't.
Running around barefoot.
No shoes.
National Go Barefoot Day.
I hope y'all don't mind my bare feet.
What's with the bare feet?
Some of us like to work on our bare feet.
No place for bare feet.
It depends on how well your feet smell.
Flip those off. Let those puppies breathe a little bit.
Go Barefoot Day.
Showtime.
I heard Meredith from The Office in that little montage.
Right.
All right, 8:17. All right, let the begging begin.
I'm begging you.
The game is called Real or Fake Florida Headlines. And here's how it works. We read you a headline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that come out of Florida. You hear a lot of them in our Morning Maroon feature. All you got to do is tell me whether it's real or fake.
50-50 chance.
Yeah. And get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong to win a Seafood Bistro gift card. It's fun. Sorry. It's also funny. Funny. So let's engage that great volunteer spirit, which is probably a waste of time because we're not even getting the response I thought we would on breakfast today.
I know.
Very disturbing. What's happened? What's happened to the listeners to the show that used to rush to the phone to show us that the show always smelled like team spirit? 272-9228 is the number. I mean, what's the worst that can happen to you by calling and playing the game? Experiencing public humiliation in front of thousands of people? Yeah. But you shouldn't look at it that way. It's just fun. Real or fake Florida headlines. Some of you guys claim expertise between real and fake. Let's see you do it. 272-9228. When we come back from 1819 News, I know there will be prospects ready to play.
1819 News.
An organization here in Alabama is labeling the state as hostile towards the LGBTQ agenda. The director for the Human Rights Campaign is not happy with Governor Ivey for signing into law a bill that prohibits transgenders from competing in collegiate sports programs that are not in line with their gender at birth. Camarian Anderson Harvey is the director of the Human Rights Campaign. She says Governor Ivey is actively taking part in the systemic attack on LGBTQ people. And she also called state lawmakers extremists. The bill goes into effect on August 1st of this year. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast. And we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A preliminary hearing is delayed by a month for the man accused of recently killing a pregnant Florida teenager. Murder suspect Marquise McLeod was going to be in court on June 9th for the death of 19-year-old Anastasia Gilley. However, prosecutors indicated that there was a scheduling conflict with the lead investigator. The hearing has now been moved by the judge to July 14th. Houston County Sheriff Donald Valenza has already indicated that in this case, he will be recommending the death penalty. A small aircraft crashed in Mobile County on Wednesday. The helicopter went down into swampland near Cedar Point. There were two people on board. They are not reported as injured. They retreated at the scene and then released. It took first responders several hours to pull the aircraft out of the water with the help of a tow truck and boat. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. We have participation ready to go here, starting with Mark. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here's the game. Real or fake, I will read you the headline. You tell me whether it's real or fake. Get two out of three right or get them all wrong and win. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Headline number one, Florida man kicked off plane for belching in infant's face. Real or fake?
I have to say fake.
Very good. You're halfway to glory. Headline two, Florida man bursts into ex's delivery room, fights new boyfriend while she gave birth.
I said that's true.
Yeah, it sounds true.
Look at this.
Yeah, it sounds true.
There you go. We got a winner.
Yeah, we have a winner, and you have won a $10 Seeking Beecher gift card. Mark, good work, man. I'm very impressed.
Thank you, sir.
Should we try a couple of these out? We can give you a bonus entry. We'll just give you one headline, Anthony. If you get it right, you'll get bonus entries in the grand prize drawing.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Your headline. Florida man stops and pays toll while leading police on high-speed chase. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Good work. Bonus entries for you. These guys are sharp today. And then we move on to Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don. We gave away the prize, but we'll give you bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. Here is your headline. Florida man arrested for using flaming fajita as a weapon towards a waiter.
True.
You broke our streak. That actually was a fake headline. But you called, we appreciate it, and we may do this game tomorrow so you have another chance to win the prize, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. We had three contestants, and I still have enough left over to drive everybody nuts with this tomorrow.
They were batting 1,000. It was kind of like a Janelle kind of streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good at that.
We should find that date. Obviously, it would have been like the 27th, 8th.
Yeah, it would be a little 30th. Bit after Christmas.
It was in the 8 o'clock hour. And we played that was a little kid or drunk adult.
Yeah, it was. It was a little kid or drunk adult.
No, it would have been.
I have contest Lexia.
It would have been in September, right?
Yeah. It was for your birthday.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah, it was your birthday, of course. So it'll be sometime after the 27th of September. Mm-hmm. That's coming up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every year. Around this time.
We hope.
Yeah, we hope.
Yeah. I don't start giving gift suggestions until a week out, and I'm feeling pretty good.
It's like, you know what? I think I'll be here for my birthday. Well, if you're looking for a gift, then you really can't go any further than Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to find you want to find a one-of-a-kind gift, it's going to be at Heirloom Jewelers. These are pieces that they pretty much didn't make more than one of. They made one to the specifications of whoever wanted it, and there it is. Because the jewelry is extremely old. We're talking hundreds of years old. 1800 pieces, pieces from the 1700s even. I mean, they go back. It is antique estate jewelry that you can find at Heirloom Jewelers. Go online to see their entire inventory. Go to their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Now, even if it gets sold, it's still going to be up there. It'll tell you that it's been sold. It'll tell you for what it's sold for. There's some amazingly you're putting a price on one of a kind. So yeah, it is a price. You know, you're not getting cheap jewelry from Heirloom Jewelers. And their collection and the history of the different pieces are right there on their page. Now they do have pieces that are, you know, in the hundreds of dollars and things like that, but some of these pieces are just amazing. And you may have jewelry like this in your home and not even know it. Well, True Booth at Heirloom Jewelers can help you get an idea of what the value is of the pieces you have at home. You can call them to set up an appointment, 260-0066. They're open by appointment only, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's just Troop there. So call and make an appointment. Get the jewelry you have assessed and valued and what it might be worth, and maybe even get it sold right then and there. 260-0066. Go online to their Facebook or Instagram page. Go to heirloomjewelers.com for Heirloom Jewelers.
Brand new month, we have a tribute to June, REM style, coming up right now. Back to the traffic dungeon at 8:25.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have an accident on the bridge over I-85 Eastern Boulevard. If you're traveling Sam's Club over to Carmichael, going to be a little bit of a delay there. The vehicles are in the left lane. You'll need to be in the extreme left lane against the center divider or on the right lane to get past. Also, slow traffic 65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook and across the Alabama River Bridge. Traffic is light to moderate everywhere else around the area. Larry Liveoaks makes sure that you've got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A shorter night, yeah. Getting hot and the humidity's high, yeah. The school year is ending and class is dismissed, yeah. Spend my whole summer with annoying kids. Yeah, 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 yeah. Need some sunscreen on my skin. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can't believe it is summertime again. Yeah, 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 yeah. It feels like it was just freaking April. Feels like it was just freaking March. What in the hell happened to springtime last Easter? Doesn't seem that far. I can't believe that it is already June. Already June. I can't believe time's moving with such speed. Got here so soon.
Wow, it's already June.
I know. Something about the 1st of June. Now, it's kind of exciting because it's early on, but then it gets a little sadder on the 4th of July as far as, boy, time is fast. It's fast moving.
This month has my second favorite holiday, Father's Day.
Yep, sure. I'll
be down in New Orleans for that.
Sure.
But other things happening. If you're a hockey or basketball fan, you got the finals going on.
I don't care.
Yeah, I used to. I used to. The Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat. Name one player on either team.
No, I don't know.
That will run through at least the 9th.
And it started...
Or the 18th.
What month?
Go seven
it started
games.
What month? Like it's
April. Yeah, it's 2 months to figure out who's going to win it. Stanley Cup Finals, the Florida Panthers. They were in the Stanley Cup Finals, I think it was their second year.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, somebody found a dead rat. And it became a good luck symbol. I think they found it in the players' locker room.
Yeah.
And one of the players killed it. And after that happened, they went on a tear. And
so now what do they do? What they have
so fans started bringing plastic rats to the games and throwing them on the ice after every goal. They must have sold, I don't know how many millions of plastic rats, but everybody had them. It was such, it's one of those phenomena. It was like Panthermania. They would, when the Panthers would score a goal at a home game, they would have to stop the game, and ice keepers would have to come out and skate with brooms to push all the rats into one area where they could be swept into a bag and taken away.
Let me tell you, if you're not a hockey fan and you're trying to get the late local news on so you can go home, and it's 1:15 a.m. now and they're in their third overtime.
Yeah.
Whoa. Made me angry. That made me so angry.
So both Miami teams are in playing the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yep.
The U.S. Open is this month, 15th through the 18th. French Open for tennis fans through June 11th. I used to work for a guy not that many years ago who went to the French Open every year. Of course, he was the highly paid general manager. On television, HBO's new music industry drama, The Idol, starts this Sunday.
What is that? What do they cover on that?
I don't know. It doesn't go into detail, but I just saw something else here on Netflix, and I'm going to go to Jay for
a
little...
I'm not familiar with The Idol.
...expertise here.
Yeah, what you got?
It's a 3-episode docuseries called Don't Pick Up the Phone. And I remember this. It was about a case from 1997 to 2007 where a man called over 100 fast food joints in 32 states and had the store manager strip search their employees.
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
So that's one, there'll be a lot of debates, fight, sorrow, anger, and disbelief just in time for your holiday dinners. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. Sunny in Philadelphia. Hey, the Tony Awards, guys. June 11th. Who's going to host the party?
I've got all my stuff set for our little shindig and get together for the Tony Awards.
Yeah.
We've rented a space.
That's so cool.
Look, I know we got theater people listening. Warhawk, Master Thespian.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say his real name, but that's the only name I could think of was his real name.
Let's give him a big Warhawk.
Shut up. I know we got theater people, and I know you're probably excited for maybe the Tony Awards. And that's great, I don't watch a lot of award shows anyways, and the Tonys just don't get my attention.
Not too many people are watching any of them anymore.
I'll tell you what, though, I have a new appreciation of stage after going to my first Broadway show the 4th of May, so that's coming up to about 1 month ago.
In theaters this month, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, is that a cartoon?
That is a cartoon, yeah.
I saw previews. That did not look impressive.
Oh, it's going to be massive.
Hey, yeah. By the way, HBO's The Idol has a 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that's...
Transformers Rise of the Beasts comes out a week from Friday. The Flash on June 16th. That one going to be big?
I think it will be. I don't know how big. It'll be big. Yeah, it'll be big.
The final Indiana Jones movie with Harrison Ford, The Dial of Destiny, is out on the last day of the month.
That'll be big, too.
Okay. I would go see that, probably.
I mentioned Father's Day. Juneteenth is on the 19th. And let's see. A few other individual days. Tomorrow is National Donut Day.
Ah.
I haven't had a donut in ages. Best Friends Day is the 8th. Flag Day and National Bourbon Day are both on the 14th.
that's ironic.
See a lot of drunken folks putting their flags out on Flag Day. And National Martini Day on the 19th and National Selfie Day is the 21st.
What day is National Martini Day?
That would be the... hang on one second there, Junior.
You threw it away.
The 19th.
19th, okay.
It's National Martini Day. So one other special salute again to a good friend of the show, both morning and afternoon, Mark Cumby.
Happy birthday to you.
Who did a great rendition of our breakfast special this morning.
Yes. Oh, can we check the updated numbers on that? Give a little...
Unless you promise not to get depressed.
No, it's 120, but...
oh, man, come on.
It should be over
200. Don't get depressed over it. 120 is fine. Hmm. Go look at my random facts. You get like 5.
We get spoiled on breakfast.
And I'm perfectly happy with 5.
Look, how did he do that? He had to...
Yeah, he did it. I wish I had that skill. I could do some clever stuff.
He's probably really good at Photoshop.
Coming up, running into some weakness in the morning maroon category, but there's a website you can go to.
People are getting smarter?
I don't know what it means. Maybe they don't want to be featured.
Lack of idiots?
We have a website, and I'm not trying to be salacious here, called F My Life, and people go there and post horrible things that have happened to them, so I think maybe instead of doing morning maroons, we'll just see...
You can pull it from there, yeah.
People who had days... that no matter what happens to you today, somebody's had an experience that's even worse. Before we get to the updated forecast with Rich, we are going to urge you, as summer travel, road travel, that was part of our conversation this morning on TV. Get your car to Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire and let those mechanics, those certified technicians, get in there, run a diagnostic check, hit all the inputs, safety inspect the brakes, rotate and inspect the tires, and get you ready so you can hit the road confident that you have done everything possible to guarantee a smooth ride with no problems, because you work all year for vacation time, spending it on the side of the road waiting for a tow truck ain't no fun, and that never happens. Hey, what good, when it happened to us and our family many years ago, our transmission blew in Rapid City, South Dakota. Yeah,
and you were there, stuck there for a while, right?
We were there for 4 days.
Well, it's a lovely, lovely city. There's a lot to do.
Yeah, that was the thing. I'm very serious when I suggest let Don Duncan's people get you ready for that trip. And they make it so easy. They'll get you back to your office or home so you can go about your day. And then when you're ready, they'll get you back with your car. It's that simple. With 3 locations to serve you and sell you, wholesale name brand tires. From Mount Duncan, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 with the mural on the side that looks amazing at sunset. Downtown at 408 Madison and Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And also on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
So, yesterday we had some showers and storms on the radars. You may have gotten one at your house. I noticed my car had moisture on it this morning. So, the rain gauge didn't have anything that registered, though. But you may have had a nice downpour at your house. I know Southeast Alabama did because of that tropical disturbance called Invest 91L out there in the Gulf of Mexico. Our forecast today does not include any interaction with that system. Warm and humid with a high in the upper 80s. Partial sunshine, widely scattered hit or miss pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. I get to say that a lot during the summer. Low tonight, 67. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, I could say ditto and then just move on, but I'll give you more. Sun and cloud mix, typical summertime weather, isolated random afternoon and evening storms, few and far between, with 91 the high on Friday and Saturday and 93 on Sunday and more of the same on Monday. Right now, this morning, very humid, and it's 73 now at 8:41.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
our friends, the Turner family that, you know, associated with Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB, have been in the paint and body business now for over four decades. And let me tell you, in that business, if you're in the business for over four decades, you've got to be doing something right. Because it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that is not the way the Turners roll. That's not the way they do it at Montgomery Paint and Body. It's their incredible attention to detail. They take no shortcuts. They're meticulous. Boy, are they meticulous. Dedicated and consistent. And that's why you can trust Montgomery Paint and Body will always take care of you like they've taken care of us. And you've heard all of our stories over, especially the last 3 years. At Montgomery Paint and Body, they go the extra mile, if you will. So, you know, give them a call, 27REC with a W, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, but call them first so they can give an idea of what your situation is, and they'll be ready for your visit when you come to see them at Montgomery Paint and Body. And believe me, when you get a phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, I swear, you're going to smile because it always looks like it just looks like it came off the showroom floor.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If you could remember to do this, normally you will when you have an accident, you take pictures of the damage. But just take pictures of your entire car so you have a before shot.
Yes.
And then see what it looks like when you get it back.
Oh, my God.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I had done that before he took my car.
I know, man. That was amazing.
I don't know if Don does it for everybody, but he texted me a picture before I get there, and I got this big stupid grin on my face. Believe me when I tell you they will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're looking pretty good all over the area. We have a couple of minor accidents, but nothing that's affecting traffic flow. Busiest spots at the moment, East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Got a lot of traffic on Highway 31 headed to Prattville and coming into Montgomery there as well. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, the city's looking good. No major problems. I-65 and 85 look good through the interchange. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
On FM, on your
your smartphone and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We don't need no education. We've got chatbox on our phone. We're using AI in the classroom. Tells us what we need to know.
Get so sophisticated, it looks like we're about to put ourselves out of business. This AI stuff is frankly starting to scare me a little bit.
Well, if it's scaring the people who developed it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, keep in mind now, the people that invented the atomic bomb were also similarly frightened.
Yeah. How about that letter that, I was talking about the letter from Albert Einstein to the president.
Yeah. So, like, normally here we do, we can use our Morning Maroon theme, nothing wrong with that. Just a general salute to stupidity.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
It's true for all of us, we all do dumb things from time to time. I'll bet you saw this, Jay. It happened near Valdosta, Georgia.
See this picture right here? That's the,
That's a gum tree.
That's the gum tree. Oh, is that the one you're talking about?
It's Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Okay, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're leading into something else.
I guess that's a tree that's completely encased in gum.
Yeah. Yep. Lovely.
I look at that and I only have one question.
Why?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Tow truck was on a highway with its ramp down, ready to pick up a car, when a different car came barreling down the road, ran into the truck's ramp, and went flying 120 feet over the top of it. Did you see that video?
I did, yes.
It's amazing.
I did see that.
Two injured, nobody died. It was captured on a sheriff's body cam.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Do I go to YouTube and put in tow truck?
I put in car hits ramp body cam, and it came right up.
If you gentlemen will give me just 1 minute.
But I think he can find it for you. It was, man. Because the ramp had parked, and Wayne and I looked at this, the ramp had parked on the road itself.
Yeah.
And I guess this person just did not see it. Go to the video. Click on the link for the video.
Well, here's the audio first, then I'll get the video up.
Okay. It looks almost like a scene out of Dukes of Hazzard, but it's not. A car ran into the back of a tow truck, went airborne. A tow truck was trying to tow another car on Georgia 38 when it also got hit.
Here is the video.
Here we go.
Before flying into the air, the Altima traveled about 120 feet before landing on top of a black Nissan Altima. The driver of the black car and a Lowndes County deputy were injured and taken to South Georgia Medical Center.
All right, roll the video.
Georgia deputy. A tow truck was trying to tow another car on Georgia 38 in Valdosta Wednesday when it also got hit. Georgia State Patrol says this gray Nissan Altima hit the bed of the tow truck before flying into the air. The Altima traveled about 120 feet before landing on top of a black Nissan Altima. The driver of the black car and a Lowndes County deputy were injured and taken to South Georgia Medical Center.
The car went flying and lands on another car
and
100 feet down the road.
I'm going to post this as heard on at News Talk 931.
You are such a multitasker.
Yeah,
you got some caps problems.
Yeah, I see that, Captain. All right, so that's another idiot. And yet another tourist in Hawaii followed her GPS into the ocean.
That's trust.
That's episode, trust. Yeah. I mean, at some point, don't you say, you know, maybe this thing is wrong?
Yeah.
Or are we taught that all technology can't be wrong? Here's some of that.
Okay, we're at Honokoha Harbor, and this lady just drove into the boat ramp.
Yes, who cares? Leave them on. Let's go.
They just, you got to leave the car.
Get out of there now.
Yeah. It's going to start taking on water right now.
Hurry, it's going under. Hurry up and get out.
You know what the lady had? She put her windshield wipers on. That'll get the water out of the way. You'll keep floating.
Have you ever been taken a, you know, have you ever had a GPS mistake like that? I mean, not like that, going into water, but you know what I mean?
Yes. And you know, it was actually in Wetumpka. I was looking for somebody's house. And some of it was newly developed,
yeah.
And I don't know the GPS caught up to it because it sent me down the wrong road.
Yeah, well, I used to have implicit trust in GPS, but I now are more skeptical.
And Jay, you'll probably know more about this. This happened in North Carolina where a 25-year-old man robbed a store with a plastic duck hunt gun.
Yeah, the old Nintendo duck hunt gun, yeah.
It was painted black. He stole $300. Cops caught him before he was down the street too far. David D'Alessandro did this. Not clear if he knew what the gun was. He showed the gun, took $300 from the register. Clerk called cops. They found him down the street and arrested him. And somewhere, a cartoon dog is giggling at him. So we got the Dukes of Hazzard ripoff.
Well, you know, so the tow truck is spectacular.
Yeah.
But this tourist who's going to trust GPS into the ocean.
That's dumb.
That's ridiculous.
That's really dumb. So,
is that the one that turned on the windshield wipers to stick on?
Yeah, right.
Good God.
Oh, there's water here.
Thank God they don't drive it.
Alabama.
Bugs.
What a dope. What a maroon.
All right, traffic time at 8:50.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Still looking good all over Montgomery at the moment. We're not seeing any major problems anywhere. We do have a good bit of congestion on Highway 31 going and coming from Prattville. So expect a light delay if you're headed up that way. 231 out of Wetumpka, still a little busy at Redland Road and the Riverbridge red lights. And a good bit of traffic around the boulevards, but no major problems anywhere at the moment. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there. I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
Picture this, a serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty, a place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
He is so good.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Survey said on this June 1st, also National Dinosaur Day, that half of us still believe they exist. So happy National Dinosaur Day, among all the other things we're celebrating today. This is Walt at Prattville Farm Center. Walt, good morning to you.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Okay. She found me in time. It's Julia.
Hey, Julia. Hey, I need to ask you, does Mama still have key lime pies, or we need to send more out today?
Let me walk out here and see. In the meantime, I just got in a fresh batch of chicks.
Ooh. And a lot of people are really getting into that. Better eggs?
I've still got one key lime pie.
Okay. That's at Mama's Produce next to Prattville Farm Center. All right, let's hit the chicks.
Yeah, I've got Golden Comets, Rhode Island Red, Black Astralorp.
I don't have
to. Sounds like you have a little helper there.
I do. We were shorthanded this morning, so... a couple of customers came in looking for chicks, and we said, well, you can go get them. And they did.
Oh.
So they went and picked up 102 chicks for me.
Wow.
My goodness.
And yes, they've got a young one here that's helping me count them and get them put into the brooders. And
nice.
Sorted out and arranged for the...
Well...
For the day.
That young one got on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the weather's been great for gardens.
Yep.
Since we haven't spiked up hot.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the perfect time to get out some fertilizer.
Quickly.
Yeah, it is going to be turning the corner to warmer weather soon. So, yeah, don't waste time. Get to Prattville Farm Center soon and get things started.
Yeah, it's a great time to get some fertilizer out, give them some nutrients before it does bust out hot, and we hopefully get a little bit of rain today.
Well, some people did yesterday, but you know, it's the luck of the draw. You know how that goes.
It always is.
It's summer in the South. Wait 5 minutes, the weather will change.
Yep.
Julie, we need your location and hours, please.
We are located at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a little bit south of the Uptown McDonald's on 31. And we are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7 to 2.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. So there's one key lime pie left, so Jay will bring up another batch today. And 10% of the proceeds go to PAS, the Prattville Otago Humane Society. They've been under severe financial stress. And so far, the reviews on the key lime pies have been pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So,
and this is the best time of the year to enjoy them. With a heaping helping of whipped cream. On behalf of Jay Scott and Rich Thomas, thanks for tuning in. Alabama Unfiltered is coming up next, followed by Jean.